This recording, Philippines 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily as an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you don't expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born and raised in a small town in the Philippines, just south of Manila. Well, it's a city now. I was raised bilingual, English and Tagalog. Well, trilingual if you include the occasional Spanish and bits of French and German expletives. I speak with an accent similar or related to British RP or received pronunciation, which is quite atypical. Atypical for someone who was born and raised in the Philippines. Although my near RP accent is my default accent for formal occasion, I can also switch to a more local accent if I wanted to. So I'll be putting on a more typical Filipino accent now. There's actually no typical Filipino accent, because Filipinos speak a lot of languages, like a lot. There are different languages in the Philippines. A native Filipino's English accent usually reflects this diversity, his region of origin, for example. However, for many educated Filipinos in Manila, the preferred accent is usually a cross between a general American accent and a typical Tagalog accent. There's no R flapping in words, and in words like butter, water, or letter, and the syllables are often evened out. So they would sound like butter, water, letter. Unlike the standard American accent, though, there's usually no jaw dropping in a typical Manila English accent. So people prefer to say a tube of ice instead of a tube of ice. And New York instead of New York. Now, for some people, especially younger people, there's a tendency to say it like most Americans do, like tube and news. But that's something that is not as widely accepted as the liquid U, which people feel is too American. A more typical rural accent, though, or more Tagalog accent of English, has more local sounds. For example, I say example or example, and I say seven or seven for some people. Sometimes I can confuse, you know, the word fat from pat, and sometimes very is berry. So thank you very much. Or something like that. Something instead of something. Isa, dalawa, tatlo, apat, lima, anim, Pito, Walo, Siyam, Sampu. Kabanata 5, Isang Tala sa Gabing Madilim, Unang Talata. Umuwi na rin si Ibarra sa kanyang tinutuluyan, sa isa sa mga silid sa Fonda de Lala siya tumuloy. Ito ay isang sikat na hotel sa Maynila ng panahong iyon. Pag-aari ito ni Lala Ari, isang mestisong Indio may lahing Ingles.